I don't watch a lot of TV, but I do watch a lot of animal webcams. And one of my favorites is the Chesapeake Conservancy's Osprey Cam, which has had a lot of activity lately. I've been watching as Osprey's Tom and Audrey prepare their 2017 nest and lay their eggs, which should be hatching in the next few weeks. Amazingly, this is their 9th season visiting this exact same Osprey platform. Ospreys are really fascinating native birds, and intriguingly, approximately 1/4 of all ospreys in the contiguous United States nest on our very own Chesapeake Bay. These birds have brown backs and more white on them than other raptors like red-tailed hawks or our resident owls. They also have white chests. Females, like Audrey, have a distinct line of circles around their necks that sort of looks like a delicate pearl necklace. They're particularly easy to pick out in flight because of their distinct M shape caused by the kink in their wings. Unlike most other raptors, their diet consists almost exclusively of live fish that they catch by diving into the water. Their name comes from the Latin word ossifragus, for bone breaker, which they may have earned from the look of their curved claws. But hunting ospreys are a picture of concentration, diving with feet outstretched and yellow eyes sighting straight along their talons. They are the envy of every fisherman, with a nearly 70% catch success rating while out hunting. Exceptional anglers, most of their catches are even completed in 12 minutes. And they are very well adapted for a life near bodies of water. They possess a reversible outer toe that gives them 2 toes in front and 2 behind. This means they can pluck a wriggling fish right out of the water with an excellent grip. They also have barbed pads on the soles of their feet to help them seize slippery fish. When flying while holding prey, an osprey even lines up its catch head first for less wind resistance. You can find ospreys throughout our listening area, as they prefer to be no more than 12 miles from a good source of fish. So the Delmarva region's marshes, oceans, bays, swamps, lakes, and rivers are all perfect habitats for them. I often find them patrolling waterways and standing on their huge stick nests, white heads gleaming. Osprey populations plummeted almost 90% from 1950 to 1970 when DDT was widely used. It affected them the same way it famously affected bald eagles. The poison made their eggs too soft, and the parents would squish the eggs when incubating them. Since the ban of DDT, ospreys have made a tremendous comeback, though. Now, entanglement in the nest is the largest threat to baby and even adult osprey. Osprey often incorporate baling twine and discarded fishing line into their nest, which can become wrapped around their feet and prohibit them from taking flight. Tom and Audrey's nest has all sorts of interesting things in it, including plastic bags and ribbons. In their first season, back in 2009, their nest was relatively small, less than 2.5 feet in diameter and 3 to 6 inches deep. But after generations of adding to the nest year after year, it has gotten much larger. Some mated pairs of osprey can end up with nests 10 to 13 feet in diameter and 3 to 6 feet deep, easily big enough for a human to sit in. After Tom and Audrey's chicks fledge, the mated pair will spend this winter apart from one another. They will independently migrate thousands of miles to and from Central and South America and return to this same spot in March 2018. Over their lifetime, they will each log an astounding 160,000 or more migration miles. Tune in now to their Chesapeake Conservancy's webcam to see all the excitement before they head back south. You can learn more about ospreys and other amazing birds of prey by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WIPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.